dictation.
In this section, you will hear a passage read three times. At the first reading, you should listen carefully for its general idea. At the second reading, you are required to write down the exact words you have just heard. At the third reading, you should check carefully what you have written down.
First reading.
In the Chinese culture, the whole process of preparing food from raw ingredients to morsels ready for the mouth is highly distinctive when compared with other food traditions. At the base of this process is the division between fan, grains and other starch foods, and cai, vegetables and meat dishes. To prepare a balanced meal, it must have an appropriate amount of both fan and cai, and ingredients are readied along both tracks. Grains are cooked whole or as flour, making up the fan half of the meal in various forms. Vegetables and meats are cut up and mixed in various ways into individual dishes to constitute the cai half. Even in meals in which fan and cai are joined together, such as in wonton, they are in fact put together but not mixed up, and each still retains its due proportion and own distinction.
Second reading.
In the Chinese culture, the whole process of preparing food from raw ingredients to morsels ready for the mouth is highly distinctive when compared with other food traditions. At the base of this process is the division between fan, grains and other starch foods, and cai, vegetables and meat dishes. To prepare a balanced meal, it must have an appropriate amount of both fan and cai, and ingredients are readied along both tracks. Grains are cooked whole or as flour, making up the fan half of the meal in various forms. Vegetables and meats are cut up and mixed in various ways into individual dishes to constitute the cai half. Even in meals in which fan and cai are joined together, such as in wonton, they are in fact put together but not mixed up, and each still retains its due proportion and own distinction.
Final reading.
In the Chinese culture, the whole process of preparing food from raw ingredients to morsels ready for the mouth is highly distinctive when compared with other food traditions. At the base of this process is the division between fan, grains and other starch foods, and cai, vegetables and meat dishes. To prepare a balanced meal, it must have an appropriate amount of both fan and cai, and ingredients are readied along both tracks. Grains are cooked whole or as flour, making up the fan half of the meal in various forms. Vegetables and meats are cut up and mixed in various ways into individual dishes to constitute the cai half. Even in meals in which fan and cai are joined together, such as in wonton, they are in fact put together but not mixed up, and each still retains its due proportion and own distinction.